Hi, everybody. Once again, I'm Joe for A Plus English.
And I'm Winnie. Welcome back to the day three of our story unit.
Yes, we are talking about Clara and the Nutcracker, of course. This is the final day of our story. We're going to get to our exciting conclusion.
Right.
Clara was very excited on Christmas Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her godfather was coming over.
Yeah, and she got a wonderful present.
It was a nutcracker.
A nutcracker.
But it was broken by her bad little brother.
Naughty, jealous brother.
And she went to bed. Her godfather said he would fix the nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
She went to bed, but she didn't stay in bed. She got up. She went downstairs, and she saw the nutcracker had come to life.
Yeah.
In the living room.
And there were a lot of giant mice, too.
Yeah, they were attacking. They were having a big battle in the living room. But the Nutcracker won. He attacked the leader of the mice. The other mice ran away. And then what happened?
And then they danced.
They danced. The Nutcracker turned into a prince.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they saved each other. Clara said, "You saved me." The prince said, "No, you
saved
me." They had a dance. And they went off to the land of sweets. And that's where we left off. Clara and the prince in the prince's home, the land of sweets. What's going to happen to them there? Let's go ahead and get into day three and find out right now.
Clara and the Nutcracker. The Sugar Plum Fairy and the people from the land of sweets came out to welcome the prince back. The fairy asked,
"How was your trip, sir?"
The prince answered,
"It was terrible. I became a nutcracker and fought giant mice. Then it got better. Clara helped me become a prince again."
The people celebrated with a party. They ate treats from all over the world. People danced and played music. Clara had a wonderful time. But she told the prince,
"I'm sorry, but I must go home."
He kissed her and everyone waved goodbye as Clara left. She looked around and couldn't believe it. She was back at home in bed. Welcome. 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 Welcomed. Welcomed. Nick and Ben welcomed their guests into their home. Nick and Ben welcomed their guests into their home. Trip. Trip. My family is taking a trip to Hong Kong next weekend. My family is taking a trip to Hong Kong next weekend. Play. Play. Sammy is learning to play the piano after school. Sammy is learning to play the piano after school. Wave, 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 waved, waved. Monica waved goodbye to her mother and walked into the school. Monica waved goodbye to her mother and walked into the school.
Day three begins. The Sugar Plum Fairy and the people from the land of sweets came out to welcome the prince back. So the prince has returned. He was trapped as the Nutcracker for a while. Now he's back in his homeland, the land of sweets. And the people there, the Sugar Plum Fairy and the people, came out to welcome him. Here we see our first word, power word, welcome. W-E-L-C-O-M-E. Welcome. To welcome somebody means to greet somebody who has come to meet you, basically saying hello and bringing them into your home or to a different place. For example, Nick and Ben welcomed their guests into their home. Nick and Ben welcomed their guests into their home.
昨天啊，讲到他们这个来到甜点之国，然后呢，那边的人就出来迎接他们的王子归国嘛。我们看到 welcome， 你常说 you're welcome 是说哎不客气的意思，但是 welcome 自己本身呢也是动词，意思是欢迎。比如说像这个例句，朋友来到家里，我们就 welcome them home， 或者是朋友来到台湾 ，welcome to Taiwan 等等的。
All right, what's going to happen next? They've come to the land of sweets. They're getting welcomed there by the Sugar Plum Fairy and all the other people who live there. It goes on to say the fairy asked, "How was your trip, sir?" Yes, he's been gone a long time. They're saying that he, the prince, was on a trip. Mm-hmm. This is our second word power for today. Trip, T-R-I-P, trip.A trip is when you go somewhere, like on vacation, and when you come back. For example, my family is taking a trip to Hong Kong next weekend. My family is taking a trip to Hong Kong next weekend.
那这些小仙女啊，就问王子说：“哎，这趟旅程 trip 如何 ？Trip 是名词，表示旅程，常常搭配 take a trip 表示去旅行啦。比如说像例句，我们就说：哎，我们全家要去香港旅行 ，taking a trip to Hong Kong. But his trip, I bet his trip didn't go very well.
No,
he fought a bunch of mice.
Yeah, you know. Oh, how was your trip? Well, you know, I went to the beach. I did some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Fought some giant mice. Killed their leader. You know, just a normal vacation.
No.
Just a typical everyday vacation.
No,
it didn't go very well for him. I got trapped in the Nutcracker. There was some weird magical stuff going on. Well, so what does he say? The prince answered.It was terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible, yeah, I agree. That is terrible. I became a nutcracker and fought giant mice. Yeah, this is not something you expect somebody to say when you say, how was your vacation?
Yeah.
You expect to say those first things that I mentioned. Oh, yeah, I went
to
the beach.
Beach,
I relaxed, I watched TV, I just had a nice relaxing time. No.
No.
He got turned into a nutcracker and fought giant mice.
还记得吗？他变成了一个胡桃钳，然后还得跟一群老鼠打斗。No, it's terrible.
He's going to need a vacation after this vacation. Well, then he goes on to say, then it got better. Yes.
Then it got better.
It got better. It improved. Clara helped me become a prince again. Remember, Clara said, you saved me. But he said, no, you saved me. You turned me back into a prince. So yes, it did.Get better. It wasn't all fighting and killing and being turned into a nutcracker. It all sort of worked out in the end.
所以后来这趟旅程有点倒吃甘蔗啦，记得吗？这个 Clara 后来把他变回了王子，所以他说，it got better.
Yes, it got better, and he did get to return from his trip. He got back to the land of sweets. Next, it says the people celebrated with a party. Yes, they're going to have another party. Everybody's happy. They're all back together again. What do you do at a party? Of course, it says they ate treats from all over the world. Ah, this is why it's the land of sweets. They have treats. A treat is something special that you might eat that maybe you don't get to eat all the time. You just get to eat it once in a while, so you really enjoy it.And usually, a treat is something that is sweet. That's why it's the land of sweets. Because there's treats, sweet things, delicious things from all over the world.
Wow, so this 甜点之国为了庆祝王子归国就办了一个 party. 记得这个第一天我们学的这个单字。后来啊，在这个派对上他们要干嘛？当然就是吃吃喝喝啦。他们吃了来自世界各地的 treats 点心。What else do people do at a party besides eating and drinking?
Well, what do they do? They enjoy each other's company, and it says...People danced and played music. Yes, you dance. You have a good time with everybody. And here it says they didn't just listen to music, they played music. Play is our third word, power word for today. Play is spelled P-L-A-Y. Play. Play, in this case, means to make music using an instrument like a guitar or a violin, or as in our example sentence, Sammy is learning to play the piano after school. Sammy is learning to play the piano after school.
Right, 那派对的时候当然就是要跳舞啊，放音乐啊，或者是弹奏音乐。这里我们用 play 这个动词， play 你知道是玩乐，比如说 play a game。那这里呢，我们说的是另外一个意思，表示演奏、演奏乐器等等的。比如说像例句就是这个放学后学习弹钢琴 ，play the piano。
Yes, you can play any sort of instrument, like I said, piano, guitar, violin, saxophone.
Do you play music?
I play music badly. I can play the guitar very badly. I used to play the piano when I was a kid.
Used to.
But to learn to play an instrument, you have to, what? You have to practice.
Right.
They say practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I did not practice, so I was not perfect. I was very far.
Learn your lesson, like Teacher Joe.
Yeah, don't do that. If you're going to learn to play an instrument,
Practice.
Be as good as you can possibly be. So, they're at the party, having a good time, dancing, playing music. People today don't really play music at parties. They just put on a CD or an MP3 or something. But here, they were making their own music. It goes on to say that Clara had a wonderful time, but she told the prince, I'm sorry, but I must go home. What is it about these stories, these fairy tales? We always have like a prince and a beautiful girl, maybe a princess or just a regular woman or girl.
Mm-hmm.
But the princess or the girl always has to leave for some reason. They always have to run away. Like remember Cinderella?
Cinderella.
She had to leave before midnight. And Clara has to leave as well. I must go home. The land of sweets is not her home.
She
maybe doesn't feel like she belongs there, or she misses her family. So, sounds kind of sad. She tells the prince, I'm sorry, but I must go home.
就又吃又喝又跳舞又玩音乐，当然很开心。不过 Clara 这时候想啊，她得回家了。Right. She wasn't at the living room anymore.
That's right. She was not in her home. She has gone to the home of the prince. Now she says she has to go back to her family. Christmas morning is still coming. She wants to get back there in time to be reunited with her family or to see them again. So how's the prince going to react to this? Is he going to be sad? Is he going to be heartbroken? Well, it says he kissed her and everyone waved goodbye Clara left. Okay, he kissed her hand. He's a very proper gentleman. Yes, she puts her hand out. He gives it a kiss and then everybody waves goodbye. Wave is our last word power word for today. And we spell it W-A-V-E, wave. To wave is to make a motion with your hand just like this. To say either goodbye or to say hello. In our example sentence, it says, Monica waved goodbye to her mother and walked into the school. Monica waved goodbye to her mother and walked into the school.
王子这时候当然也不能说，卡金妈，不要走。他就亲了她一下，然后大家跟他挥手说再见。Wave 就是挥手。You wave when you see someone or when you say goodbye. 就是你要跟人家打招呼或者是说拜拜的时候，你可以挥挥手。那挥手像例句的意思就是说 ,Monica 跟她的妈妈挥手说再见，然后走进学校。They all waved and said goodbye as she left. 这边我们看到As she left, 也可以说 when she left, 就是当她离开的时候。这个不要小看这个 as 这两个字，它也是超级万用。赶快来看今天的早亮点。
Magic box, 早亮点。
中国武术博大精深，想要了解就需要我。大家好。我是咏春拳一代宗师耶文，英文的世界啊，就像武术一样，想要多了解，你就需要我哦。别看我是武术宗师，当年和拳王交手的时候，也是免不了要说一点英文的呢。I had to speak English as I was fighting the boxing champion. I had to speak English as I was fighting the boxing champion. 当年在跟拳王对打的时候，我也必须要说一点英文呢。当什么时候发生什么事情， 这个当你可能会用 when 或是 while， 例如刚刚的例句，其实呢我也可以把 as 代换成 when， 像是 I spoke English when I met the boxing champion， I spoke English when I met the boxing champion。 当遇到情况的时候啊，我说英文，所以 as 其中一个用法就是跟 when 或是 while 是一样的意思哦，就是当什么时候。比方说 as time goes by I became stronger， 随着时间过去我越来越强大了。 As time goes by I became stronger， 连拳王都能打败，我果然是越来越强了。哎，不过身为一代宗师是绝对不能自满的，要做门生的榜样啊。 As a teacher I must be a role model for my students， As a teacher I must be a role model for my students。 这个例句开头呢也是用 as， 但是注意哦，这里的 as 就不是当什么时候的意思啦，它是表示以什么样的身份，身为一个老师 as a teacher。 所以由此可见 as 可是有完全不一样的用法哦。耶、yeah, 问老师之文法练功房，今天我们和 S 这个高深莫测的高手过招，认识了他两种完全不同的招数。第一招，当什么时候就跟 when 还有 while 一样。 It started to rain as we were in the class， 我们在上课的时候外面下了雨。第二招，当什么人 as a student you should listen carefully to your teacher，身为一个学生你应该要仔细听老师说什么才是，不要当个坏学生。 S 这个单字就是一个高深莫测的敌人，希望在和他过招之间你已经学会了各种奥妙啦。
阿达阿达阿达。
And our article now goes on to say she looked around and couldn't believe it. She was back at home in bed. Okay.
What?
Because it's a magical story. These things can happen. It doesn't have to make sense. She just waves goodbye.
She doesn't really need to walk.
She doesn't need to walk anywhere.
No.
She just waves goodbye and then she's back home in bed.
Home.
Poof. There she is.
所以她就跟大家说了再见以后，结果哎，不敢相信她竟然又回到家里的床上。
Okay, so
I don't get it.
Everything worked out though.
Okay.
Sarah got to go home. Mm-hmm. The prince.Isn't trapped in the body of a nutcracker
anymore.
He killed
a bunch of mice.
He killed, yeah, the only people it ended, or the only things it ended badly for was the leader of the giant mice, who is no longer with us, sadly.
Nobody likes mice.
Nobody
anyway.
liked him anyway. He was a bad guy. So now she's back home. She's going to get to enjoy Christmas morning with her family.
But before you go to bed, let's go to today's wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, we've gone through all 3 days of our story. We're going to test my memory of the story, and you guys can play along at home. Winnie is going to ask me some true or false questions about the story. True is this. False is a circle, just like this. So go ahead. Rapid fire. Give me these questions.
Question 1. Clara got a nutcracker for Christmas. Wow, okay. Question 2. Clara broke the nutcracker by accident. Wow,
That's
question
false.
3.
That was Fritz. That was naughty little Fritz.
没错不是他是哥哥。3. The nutcracker turned Clara into a princess.
True, false.
胡桃钱吧。
Turned her into a princess.
把 Clara 变成公主。
Okay, next question. Next question.
For the Nutcracker beat the mice. 没错
That's true.
这个胡桃钱赢了嘛。最后 Clara had a dream having a party with the Nutcracker at the Land of Sweets.
Was it a dream? Was it all a dream or was it real? False? True?
I don't know.
Again, I'm confused. Okay, that's the fun of the story.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it was real. We don't know if it was a dream. True, false? You guys decide. We hope you've had fun learning about this classic story of Clara and the Nutcracker. Until the next edition of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
And I'm Winnie. Bye-bye.
Clara and the Nutcracker. The Sugar Plum Fairy and the People from the Land of Sweets came out to welcome the prince back. The fairy asked,
How was your trip, sir?
The prince answered,
It was terrible. I became a nutcracker and fought giant mice. Then it got better. Clara helped me become a prince again.
The people celebrated with a party. They ate treats from all over the world. People danced and played music. Clara had a wonderful time, but she told the prince,
I'm sorry, but I must go home.
He kissed her and everyone waved goodbye as Clara left. She looked around and couldn't believe it. She was back at home in bed. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcomed, welcomed. Nick and Ben welcomed their guests into their home. Nick and Ben welcomed their guests into their home. Trip. Trip. My family is taking a trip to Hong Kong next weekend. My family is taking a trip to Hong Kong next weekend. Play. Play. Sammy is learning to play the piano after school. Sammy is learning to play the piano after school. Wave. Wave. Wave, waved, waved. Monica waved goodbye to her mother and walked into the school. Monica waved goodbye to her mother and walked into the school.